Hi, everybody. Well, today is November 7th, 2016, so I'll clear the date for everybody. And this is the Creation Lightship Healing Highway Program. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen or screens. Energize those with some male energies. We'll bring in a dozen males this time because I think it's needed. So here we go. Sometimes it's less, but here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels good. And let's take away an incident that you could have. Could be a problem with very possibly physical, emotional stuff. So here we go, releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, let's, I guess let's turn it over to you, Elizabeth, unless you have something. What I could do is, since it's the 7th, that's one of those magical numbers, and we had Pearl Harbor next month on the 7th. I'll release that energy, too, in case maybe you're connected to 7s. So what I'm trying to say is that if you're connected to the number 7, which is, you know, the lucky number 7, very possibly every month on the 7th, and since we had a war start on the 7th, very possibly it could be not good luck, but bad luck, and you don't realize the difference. Well, let me clear that day of December 7th, and just take note if your body has a response to it. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that feels good. Okay, Elizabeth, back to you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron, and thanks for clearing the date, and thanks for energizing the light beings. So we have 12 male light beings with us for the duration of the show. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. And it doesn't matter what picture you put up, the energy comes through. So you could have, like, the female light being photo up. It would be energized with that male energy.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, great. And if you're just now joining us live, we're on BBS Radio Station 1, and you can chat with us via the link at the top of Ron's homepage, which is creationlightship.com. You can also send us questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll be taking them live on the air tonight. And a lot of people probably felt something during that release that you just did, Ron, for the date of November and December 7th. So if you were affected by that and you'd like to send in what happened, or if you've been kind of feeling, you know, off today, or if you've been feeling really peaceful today, that's great. Send in your questions or testimonials about Ron and what he does, and any questions related to the sample healings that he does during the broadcast. Can just direct them all to us at either of those two, chat or email. And thanks so much, everybody, for joining us on the Healing Highway tonight. And I guess we'll just get into some listener questions. One listener is actually from India, and they wrote in about many different types of clones they noticed. And I thought maybe we could start with that, Ron, because we've been talking about clones a lot lately on all of the shows and on the calls that you do every week. So they said they noticed many different types of clones. And like you said, the ones who ask too many personal questions. But in India, it's very common for people to be nosy and to ask questions like, how old are you, married, etc., to a complete stranger. So by that logic, almost the whole country must be cloned out. So then there's number two that they've noticed, the kind whose world revolves around branded clothes, partying, looking cool, taking selfies, posting them on Facebook almost every day. They do not care about the real-world issues like pollution, GMO foods, decline of the bee population, etc. Even if you bring up one of those topics, they'll look at you like you're some kind of freak obsessing over uncool stuff. However, when other clones start talking about something, even if it isn't that big of a deal, they simply imitate or follow them and act like their own world has come crashing down. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
I've noticed a lot of those clones here, too. Did you want to comment on that, Ron?
Well, that sounds pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, that's very... I've seen a lot of those, too. And then they go on to write three, the kind who simply ignore the ones with souls. They don't like us for no reason. I had a friend who was far more caring before 2012. That's interesting, but now he looks like a zombie. When I visited his city, I made the mistake of staying with him for a week. I caught a stomach bug and couldn't eat anything for more than 3 days. But not once did he ask me if I was feeling better or needed anything. His insensitivity shocked me. It's been several months since then, and we have not spoken. Wow. So, and then the fourth one that they've noticed is my favorite, the customer care representatives and others who cannot understand simple questions and who keep repeating the same response even when we change the question. I feel their job is to push the buttons of sold humans with their extreme low level of intelligence and learning capabilities. I've also noticed that this kind loves to pick fights and can even get violent. This way, they can feed on more of our energy, and so can the aliens controlling them. I think I've noticed those here, too.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Maybe less than we had before. So, anything, glad that came in from India, because it's kind of, you know, naturally everywhere. And I'm just wondering, what I'm doing now, I'm trying to get rid of the clones and maybe put them into the light, as opposed to having... those alien that race or whatever it was, take them away to have them slaves. So I'm going to kind of change some of the format on that anyway. Even though they're a different life form, we can do the clone to light healing, and then they could become human. But I'm going to put them in stasis first, because you wouldn't want the clone to recognize or, you know, have the GPS of where you are, and you find somebody that looks like you driving in front of your house, and I used to live there, you know? That would probably be pretty bizarre and might freak a lot of people out. So they're going to be just put in stasis. And then when ascension time comes or whatever, they can be reanimated, but they'll be created from the light. So they'll just go to sleep for a long time probably. So back to you.
Wow. Okay, Ron. Yeah, there's been some difference of opinions on the clones. A lot of people writing in from the West Coast have said that they have not noticed any difference and that they still feel a lot of clone interactions and they're still seeing a lot of people and they're not really even noticing if, you know, I know some people have said that they've noticed a lot less people around, like parking lots are empty. There's not as many people in stores, and I'm just wondering where all those people are, because it seems like maybe that's happening back east here in the U.S., that maybe there's less clones than there are on the West Coast. So it could be also conflicting timelines, too, which we talk about a lot on the show. And timelines are very interesting because things could be happening on a parallel timeline or on your timeline, or you could be on a different timeline, so maybe you're not even seeing the things that are happening in front of you in the now because you are not on the now timeline. So all of this can get very complicated and a little bit confusing if you're not familiar with how all of this works and the kind of alien holographic reality and concept of timelines. And if you have absolutely no idea what we're talking about, you can check out Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com, and there's a bunch of question and answer documents, links to Ron's Wikipedia, YouTube. All of his talks about this are wonderful ways you can learn about all of these things. And if you do keep listening to the shows and you get on the calls, it all becomes very clear very quickly, no pun intended. As you do the clearings, you get clear and you understand kind of what's going on. So many people have been doing clearings for years and they have reported major life changes, major shifts in energy, major recoveries from different illnesses and injuries, increased energy levels, and all kinds of wonderful things that have happened. So it's a great way to learn about all of that. And also, just wondering if anybody would like to comment or has any questions about anything we've talked about so far. Have the sample clearings affected you in any way, or do you have any sorts of interactions with clones yourself that you would like to put forth? And if you do, you can send them in via the chat link on creationlightship.com at the top, or to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, Ron, I don't know if we're still doing this, but somebody's asking if the Earth is in alignment.
Yeah, it's fine, yeah. It's good to ask. Thank you.
Okay,
it's
great.
It's fine right now,
Okay, great. And I did get an update from someone in Los Angeles, and they said that there's no people or traffic, and it feels like a holiday, like Christmas Day or Thanksgiving for the last 5 days or so. So that's very interesting.
Yeah that's, well, and there's a lot of people. That's probably because I'm here. They don't want to have me say, wow, I only saw 10 cars on the road today. But, you know, so maybe they drop them in. Or maybe they even, in a sense, they might have a construction zone or some way to halt the traffic for a while. Then you see a lot of cars, and you don't think much about it. And then, you know, after that, down the road, they vanish. Remember, they only have to be in your sight. Remember, the hologram does not need to be made, you know, for the next 100 miles ahead of you. You know, all it needs to be made is what you're looking at. So they can stack that full of clones and cars and things, people walking, making it look perfectly normal to you so you don't really freak out. Or, you know, maybe not freak out, but as we talk about this, they don't want you to have that validation. So they're trying to make everything that's real, make it so it's more, they're making it so that there's no credibility of what we talk about sometimes because they just do the opposite for a short time. And if you told anybody about the clones and that they're being dropped in, they may say, I never saw that happen before. Well, you know, maybe they're not even on the same timeline, and they got on the timeline that could have been created, you know, 10 years ago. And maybe they're only seeing cars that are 10 years and older or 5 years and older or something. And, you know, you don't really realize that, but you're on an older timeline where there's more people. Remember, they're not going to typically want to bring in stuff, drop people in because they like doing that, okay? They'll probably go to a creation and copy that timeline. Back to you.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ron. And also, that is very common. They want to not really, I guess, what would the word be, reveal too much because they don't want people to know, first of all, but they also don't want people to be able to validate their claims. So it is very limited, the information that we get. And I guess the word also could be discredit. They want to discredit what it is that you say, so that, you know, they can keep you in the dark and, you know, I guess we won't go into that.
No.
But
I was listening to this morning Alex Jones, and, you know, that's, and then, you know, he's talking about stuff, and anyway, about the election, et cetera. After today, you know, in a couple of days, it'll be history, but he's almost talking about being in the now timeline, that all the crooked politicians are out there doing their stuff, and they don't belong to society here, but yet they're here.
Right.
So the way of looking at it, you know, is that they're on these timelines of whatever they wish to do, and the people that are real, and he's talking about real Americans or real people. So it's kind of interesting. So anyway, they sort of get it a little bit. They probably won't really connect with the alien agenda because, you know, they're more with the religious type of stuff, God energies, Jesus, et cetera, you know, which is okay, just that they're being abducted anyway with that, which is kind of sad. But at least they're trying to get something that's right and correct and, you know, be in integrity. So with that, that's good. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it, Ron. I know a lot of people have been feeling very courted by this and having a lot of problems dealing with it. They don't want to vote, and they've just been trying to basically ignore everything that's been going on. Maybe we could do a sample media clearing for people, like with one issue. Maybe, I mean, I don't know how you can avoid this if you've seen or interacted with the internet or TV or even been in a waiting room or a restaurant somewhere. I mean, it's just everywhere now. So maybe we could do a sample clearing for something that maybe you saw or heard in the media within the past couple of days.
Yeah, we'll just do a sample of the media clearing. So if you heard something disturbing, and it could be something that you hear that you don't believe, and you wonder, well, why are they saying that? Or it could be disturbing because you know that it's probably real, in your reality anyway, but when you hear it. So we'll just do that for you. So just think of that particular situation. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay. So back to you. We'll see if that helps you with that one incident.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. This is kind of an interesting one. Someone wrote in and said, the only way I could keep from getting my buttons pushed about the banker asking me what will I do with my money is a high compliment in that I'm saving up my money to buy them a new car. I wonder if the banker was a clone. I'm not sure.
Yeah, never know.
Sounds like it could have been. Especially if they're trying to push buttons. Okay, so here's a question, Ron. I'm not sure if this is kind of going a little bit into a different subject here, but someone wrote in that they're doing 5 tabs for 5 different parts of their body. Is this okay, and does it work this way? I guess they're doing a physical rejuvenation healing.
Put up 5 tabs. Yeah, if it's the same issue.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I would need more clarification on that.
If it's something different, no. I would say do it separately.
Right.
But I don't know if it's a physical problem. You know, you could do... I don't understand. So I'm looking at it. If they're doing an issue, one issue, say they got a knee problem, well, then putting up five tabs, is it really going to work five times faster? Maybe not, because your body has to integrate the energy.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to say with that. You know, nobody knows how your body functions and how much stuff is on your body. So your
I
body
feel like
is what you connect to.
Sorry, Ron. I feel like if you are doing a clearing, you really want to focus on one issue at a time.
Yes, if you're trying to go across the map to speed it up, then, you know, just start it over again and just do one at a time.
Yeah, and if you're having issues with five different parts of your body, then I would, even if it's the same issue, I would clear each one of those separately. Because,
yes,
you know, who knows where you're, you know, what you're corded to there. So, like, if you have all these different body parts that are affected by your condition, I would clear them all separately in a separate healing. Just rerun the healing on each different part, you know, five times, I think. And then maybe do a spirit integration to kind of catch everything up.
Yep.
Okay, so someone did a lot of timeline crashing, and they said, I ran a whole lot of timelines, I guess timeline crashes, where I wrote clear all timelines where I do not have enough money to buy the things I want and need. Since then, I seem to be able to pay for things that I need. So that sounds good. And I should also mention that Ron is doing a special 2-hour pin removal call coming up on Saturday, November 19th, and it will start at 11 o'clock Pacific time, and it's a $20 donation via PayPal. So that's a wonderful, great value. A lot of people who have come on these calls before have, you know, in the past, they've reported that after the calls, they feel better, they can move with more ease, and they have relief from chronic and long-term pain and injury. And these are kind of offered on a limited basis. So if you have any interest in getting on that, or maybe you missed one of the ones in the past, it's a great call to get on. And Ron, I know you've been doing a lot of pin and shackle removing on the conference calls that you do every week. You know, the special weekly clearings on the calls that you do.
Yeah, so we do the, at times I'll throw in something on the pins or whatever, but yeah, the Tuesday call is energetic boarding. The Wednesday call is, you know, getting your seven containers of water, and then also about a half an hour of lightship healing. So the water comes second, first the healing, then the water. And the next call, which is Thursdays, this is where we get rid of the alien replicas of you causing your problem. Remember, you're copy and paste. So you start getting rid of those replicas, and you might find wellness happening pretty quick. So that's what we do. Then, you know, this weekend, naturally, is our 4-hour coming up Saturday and an 8-hour Sunday call. So what should we do, Elizabeth?
How about we do a sample clearing for everybody where maybe we remove, like, one pin from one part of the body?
Pins, okay.
Like shoulders. I'm thinking shoulders or hips.
Okay. So let's do shoulders, and I'll do hips. I'll do a couple here. So shoulder energy is both sides. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And pulling off some pins. Okay, boy. Okay, now let's do hips. We'll do the left side first here. I did both shoulders at the same time. So pins out of the left hip. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And right hip, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you may want to get up and walk around and see how you're doing, feeling right now. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. That's wonderful. I wonder if anybody else noticed a change or difference. All of these healings that Ron does during these BBS shows are full strength. They are just samples, and I believe, Ron, will they work on an archive?
If you're looking at an archive? Yeah, work three times on an archive, yeah.
Okay, great. And if you like what you're feeling and experiencing, you can then go to creationlightship.com and check out all of the wonderful whole lifetime clearings that Ron offers for issues such as these, and also get on the weekly calls if you can for the pin removals. And what's been happening on the weekly calls recently is we have been getting these wonderful 30-minute intense healing sessions from the light beings, where we just lay down and focus and request a healing out loud on a certain body part or a certain issue we've been having, and then it's pretty in-depth healing. We get taken up to the light ship, and the light being doctors work on us there, so it's a really wonderful way to experience the energy of the creation light ship. And it's you're reconnecting with source energy, which is the energy that created you. So you are kind of getting your spiritual blueprint put back into perfect alignment so that you can be more at peace and be more in the now and kind of get rid of all these programs and barcodes and, you know, issues we've been talking about that were not there, you know, at your source conception there. So thanks so much for doing those, Ron, and hopefully people are feeling better and feeling a little bit more movement. So any comments would be welcome if you would like to just let us know how you're feeling. And someone's asking about the Spirit Barcode Unlimited clearing, Ron, and they're wondering if it's a good idea to run this all the time.
Well, normally the Spirit Barcode one is just put on you at birth. So I would say no, I wouldn't run it all the time. So all the time to me means maybe once a week, you know. To me, that would be all the time. Anything more than that would be way, you know, overboard. I'd say maybe run it every couple months if you like. But, you know, it's not needed. Don't get too paranoid about it. And by just doing it one time, you're probably going to be okay. But, you know, you may do it every couple months or something.
Yeah,
and remember, you still have the energy in on your Earth transport, so you're already taken care of. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Ron. And also, just check into how you're feeling and how your body is feeling.
So, what kind of healing can we do?
How about a healing for... How about something for feet and ankles? I know we were talking about shackles earlier, and that seems to be where a lot of people were shackled in the past. So maybe there's some energy there that you could clear for everybody, Ron, if you're up for that.
Okay, so shackles. Here we go. So one, shackles on your ankles here. We did shackles and pins. I think we had pins on the last Wednesday call, and then shackles, I think, on Friday. So you want to reference those. And the reason why I have them working for three times for you isn't for you in general. It's for you to tell your friends about it so they can listen. And then you get the benefit of having that. You can talk about what happened to you. So that's why I made it so it will work, you know, on the different clearings that we do on the radio programs three times. And that's for you to tell your friends about it so you're helping them out. So here we go. Shackles on your ankles. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight,
9 and 10. Okay. So I have no real update so far about things going on in the Beyondo or elsewhere. If anybody has an experience that they maybe sensed or felt, or that, you know, you're not sleeping well, you might let us know. That's, you know, it's always good for listeners to tell us what they're experiencing. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh yeah, that's a good point, Ron. I know you wanted to ask that about sleeping at night, and if people have been waking up, or how people have been kind of sleeping or making it through the night. So let us know. And also, if you're listening now and maybe you think of something after the show, that's fine too. Just email it to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or submit your questions or testimonials via the fast chat. We get them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can always just send things there, and we will keep them and, you know, save them if they're appropriate for the live shows. I find that happens often, or maybe also if you're listening to an archive, which we have all of Ron's shows archived at bbsradio.com. You can listen to them and get the benefits of the healings, the peace energy during the live light chip shows. You won't actually be taken there, but you will still feel the peace energy. And that is also a wonderful way to tell people about the show and to share the information and the healings that are offered every week. So hopefully everybody is up to date on those. And if not, they're a really great way to also learn about all of the different things that Ron does. And I find that when you listen to them at different times, you hear different things. So maybe you'll listen to the same show twice and you'll be like, oh, I didn't really hear that the first time, or there will be information there that, because of where you are at in time, is now relevant to you and can help you. So someone commented on the hip pin removal that you did, and they said, thank you, Ron. I immediately have more flow, and I feel I move faster. So that's great. Thanks so much for letting us know about that. And someone else is asking, Ron, could you please talk more about being careful to stay in the now and not choose darkness? I don't know if we know we're choosing darkness, but Ron, what does that look like? I mean, a lot of the times you're not thinking, oh, I'm choosing darkness. It just happens because you get emotionally involved in things. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, when you're not in the now, then you are in darkness. And then you're on the holograms created by the aliens, and you're on an artificially cloned planet, which could be, where all the clones are coming from. So be in the now will help you out, you know, by doing the mind to heart drop, and that will help you to stay, in the now, which means that you're in source energy and you're with your spirit. When you're not in the now, then your spirit is not with you. So you're no different than the clones that you see when you are in the now looking around, okay? So you would look just like a clone when you're not in the energy of source energy in the present moment. So that's another way of looking at it. So you want to be with your spirit, then you must be in the now. Otherwise, if you're not in the now, you don't have a spirit. Your spirit's not going to go out on timelines unless it gets stolen and taken there. But, you know, it's not going to go into darkness. So it's only going to stay on the planet of light with light, which is where you should be living in the now. So that's how people tend to have stuff happening to them, because when they're kind of in the middle of doing things and they're in the now and out of the now, then, you know, your spirit can be, say, captured in that transition point. But your spirit typically will not go into a darkness reality with you. So, back to you.
It's actually very encouraging, Ron, and I love the way you explained that to everybody. Also, I feel like when you are in the now, you feel very content. There isn't this, like, fear of missing out that everyone talks about. You're not running around doing all kinds of different things. You're not looking for things to do. You just feel very content and very sort of, I wouldn't say complacent, but you just feel very at peace with yourself, and you don't want to run around and look for things and do things. And, you know, it is actually kind of a big lifestyle shift for a lot of people when they start doing clearings. And, you know, I'm not saying you become a hermit, but a lot of people find that they just, you know, feel very satisfied and very heart-centered. And once you're off a lot of those timelines, it becomes very peaceful. So you're not doing all the things that you probably used to do, or even, you know, wanting to do them, because you realize they were in darkness energy. So someone did write in and said, lately I have been sleeping very early and sleeping very hard. I'm seeing tons of dreams, even though I have alien attack running and timeline crashes for dreams. Might be because of war?
Very possible.
Oh, wow. So it seems like at least one listener has been experiencing some stuff at night. I know we started daylight savings time, and I think Arizona and Hawaii, I believe, do not do it. They opt out of it, which I wish we would do everywhere because it creates a lot of weird timelines, and people get very kind of upset about that, and the early darkness, or I don't know, it creates like a lot of mixed emotions for people. So, Ron, maybe should we do a clearing for that, for daylight savings? I mean, what are we really saving here? I don't know why they even call it that.
Well, I'm still on my clock. I don't look at the digital clock, so I got my little, old clock with the hands on it. So that's what I'm going by.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm not looking at the digital stuff because I don't want to get hooked into those new timelines. So I'll be on this for probably about 2 weeks. So if you are in daylight savings time, or you did the time change, then your reality today is probably kind of goofed up for you. Remember, the aliens reset stuff when the time changes. Remember, they're in control of time.
Right, yeah, that's true.
You, so you got it changing three times, you know, a year. You have the two times that we change typically, unless you're, I think, in Arizona and Hawaii. But normally, you know, you spring ahead, fall back, on the time. So that's two time changes for the master timelines. And then you have the one where the year starts, or the year ends and the new year begins, okay? So New Year's, that's another timeline shift. Other than that, that's all you have those three. And that's how they kind of reboot everything to get you in line again in case you kind of went off on your own and started becoming more peaceful. They don't want you to do that, so they change and disrupt you on the timelines and bring in new timelines. So once you realize that, you go, well, I don't think I want to experience that, and I choose not to play their game, and I can at least stay in my own time. Because when you do that, you're off of their timeline, because it doesn't exist for you. So if you didn't follow what happened on Saturday night, or say Sunday morning, okay, and now you're not living in that area, you're off their timeline. So the slave that you were with the aliens, you're free. And that could be why a lot of people are saying they feel different, because they're not getting into the alien timeline, because they need you to get into time with their time controlling you. So we'll just see if anybody has any comments on that. Maybe you could send us something if we, I don't know if we'll get it on this show because we only have a little bit of time left. Naturally, we have to use the word time, but maybe we could bring it up on the other program that we have, you know, in a couple of days, which is Wednesday, just to see if you're holding to last Saturday's timeline, because then they had to abandon that. So you're no longer, it's probably not active at all, unless you're on that timeline where they, you know, put you into something, you know, from your past. But everybody else is on the new timeline. So that's the way to look at it. So back to you.
Yeah, I guess you want to make every effort you can to stay in the now and not pay any attention to these timelines. Just keep thinking like, oh, it's, you know, I guess back east here is like, you know, it would be 8:40, but it's 7:40, so it's been dark for a long time. But you don't have to be on that timeline. You can choose not to be and hopefully get some more of your energy back.
And your body knows, you know, your body, you know, typically goes to sleep maybe the same time each night and you wake up the same time. You know, if you're, you know, you have to go to work, then you got to change that. But maybe, you know, talking to people who could be maybe retired typically, and they don't have to respond by what the clock says. So, you know, if you're that person, you can just say, well, it's getting dark out. And when it gets dark out, I do this, that, and the other, and I go to sleep because I'm tired. Rather than looking at the clock and going, oh, man, you know, it's, you know, pretty bad because now the time is different, you know. So you're not really maybe gaining an hour. You know, you're losing, you know, an hour at night, but you're gaining it in the morning. But if you just go by your body, well, you go up, you know, it got dark at a certain time. I'm going to bed a few hours after that or whatever, because your body knows. So back to you.
Yeah, wow, that's really true. And I wonder, that's kind of something where I feel like we could benefit from hearing testimonials of people that maybe don't have to, you know, get up every morning at a certain time for a job, or maybe they set their own schedules. Like, what does your body do naturally when you're just kind of left to your own devices, which is kind of what the whole point of the lightship is, to create freedom and more free will, free choice. So if you're not on these schedules, I wonder what would happen, what the body would do naturally. And I think so many people have not been able to experience that or feel that for a very long time. So it's almost become very difficult for them to even conceptualize what that would be like or feel like. So that's what all of this work kind of gives you an awareness of and brings you back to, hopefully, kind of gives you more of a choice to go with what your body and your heart are feeling rather than a program or a schedule or a form of enslavement, which is kind of, in a way, what all these things are. And a lot of the times we don't really know that we have a choice because we don't. So another comment came in that somebody else said that they woke up tired and they stayed asleep last night, but they felt like they had what was a nonstop dream and they woke up tired. So it seems like a lot of people are experiencing things at night. Okay, so this is an interesting one, Ron. Somebody said the energy was quite weird here today. They live in Spokane, Washington, and they had a record amount of rain in October, and now unseasonably pleasant weather. I have been very aware of happenings the last many days, and I feel that a lot of clones or aliens have been dropped off here. The energy here is very low and depressing. Still a lot of people, cars, and chemtrails.
Oh, rats.
Rats.
Rats, yeah.
I noticed that with the weather here back east, too. It's been, you know, unseasonably warm, and, gosh, when was I driving? I was driving south last Saturday, I believe, last Sunday. And as I was heading south, the temperature on the car thermometer was going up, like, it was amazing. I mean, I think it started in the 50s. By the time I got to where I was going, it was 80 degrees within a matter of an hour. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was like climbing. And then everything kind of culminated with a thunderstorm. This is an October. And then, you know, it shifted. But there was a lot of weird weather going on here, too.
So let's do, I want to do an oxygen clearing for people. Alien oxygen. This is a free clearing. And here we go. So take a deep breath, inhale, exhale a couple of times. And let's take out the harmful stuff that's in your air that you're breathing. So this is like getting rid of the nanobots and stuff. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. Okay. So the one on the website is different than what I did, but it's kind of similar. So I just gave you a quick sample of that. So if you are interested in what we did, just go on to the free clearing on the left side, drop-down box, free sample clearings, I believe it says, and do that and get into that alien oxygen. And, you know, you might want to even spend, have some fun on it, you know, for, you know, maybe an hour or two. You could be possibly even watching TV and just put it on and try the different colors. So that's what I would recommend. Just do that. And have your computer maybe next to you, and do each one, maybe for, you know, I don't know, whatever you want, 10 minutes to a half an hour, and just see which one they're really hitting you with. So, I guess we got a little bit of time left here.
Wow, yeah, I love doing those oxygen clearings, Ron.
And I'll do one more here to help people. Let me see here. I'll do the Be Here Now. It's very similar, but maybe not the same as the Mind to Heart Drop, okay? The Be Here Now is, to me, limited. If you're on the website, it's great, okay? Nothing's wrong with it. It's wonderful. But if you don't have it on, you know, it only, I think, lasts about 10 or 15 minutes, and then it goes off. And, you know, what do you do when you're away from your computer? So that's where we do the Mind to Heart Drop. So that's more active. But to Be Here Now will sort of, what it'll do, it'll take you away from the timelines. It won't necessarily connect you with your spirit, okay? I don't know if there's a spirit infusion on that or not, but basically the Be Here Now is active with your spirit, and now you're plugged in. Where the Mind to Heart Drop. To Be Here Now, this sort of takes away the timelines around you to bring you into the present moment. So here we go. Be Here Now clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do one for orbs. We do that off and on. So some people like to have, like, the black orbs released from them. So here we go, releasing black orbs. 1, 2, maybe they attach to your skin, and maybe even internally, but we'll just talk about them hanging onto your skin or around your body someplace. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man, and let's do a pink orb. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I guess we'll do white ones. Those are what normally typically show up in film pictures, you know, when you see things. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Elizabeth, you're on.
Wow, so awesome, Ron. Thanks, and thanks for doing the orb clearings. We haven't done those in a while, and that's wonderful. We did get quite a few comments and questions. I feel like this always happens at the end of the show. But someone wrote in and said, I am still waking up during the early morning hours for no reason, as is my dog, but I experience so much more space around me physically. Also, a big lack of mind chatter from the clone hive communications. I am also feeling stronger physical energy and contentment, even while it is very busy at my retail job. Thanks, Ron, for all that you do for us.
You're welcome.
That's great. And yeah, I'm glad it's helping you out with energy at your job. That's always one of the great benefits of doing the Creation Lightship healings. They just kind of help you in all aspects of your life, whatever it is you're doing at that moment. So someone else commented that finding Creation Lightship with its simple tools and connection to source energy is the end of searching, such a relief. And earlier, Ron did a pin removal sample healing for your hips. And somebody else said they felt warmth around my hips, got up to walk, and felt very strong and balanced. Wow. And a listener wrote in and said that they put tape, black tape, over all my digital clocks. Quite a job. We have more than I realized.
Yep, probably so, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a great idea. And someone else said that there is a spirit infusion on the Be Here in the Now clearing. So
yeah,
you
I thought
could
it was. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you could use that independently.
Yes.
Or with the Be Here in the Now.
Yeah, that is correct. So if you have maybe a problem, you feel a little whacked out or something, don't know what it is, you can just go right to the Be Here Now and click on Spirit Infusion without doing the Be Here Now one. So whenever you have a Spirit Infusion on one of the clearings, that can be used whenever you choose to. So you might even put a little note by your computer or something, you know, so that you're able to do that, you know, and know about it. So that will work with any of the clearings, too. So, I'm going to release, just for the heck of it here, boy, I wanted to release, I'll release a timeline of last year at this time, okay? So we're going back 1 year from now. And we'll release the day from you. So here we go. So this will be the day of 2015. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, everybody, it's getting close to that particular time here. Remember, we live in time when we do things here, unfortunately. So let's do the mind of heart drop for everybody. So thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes helping. So here we go. I want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. So here we go. By doing this, just kind of follow me. So I now command my spirit. Take the thoughts inside of my head, count them into my heart, and we count from 10 to 1 backwards. Unless you've done it for quite a while, you can just do 3, 2, 1, but we'll do it the long ways for newbies. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, you should be in the present moment, heart-centered, spirit-connected. And you're off of the alien timeline. So bye, everybody. Blessings. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Elizabeth. Bye, everyone.